This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Rausch, Vice President and Publisher and Editor of Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 19th of November, 2020. The PM 40 closed up at 33.20, up 33 points from the previous close. We'll be back to take a look at the day's top winners and losers right after these messages.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. Sierra Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
And we're back. The day's top gainer was IT Tech Packaging, which closed at 63 cents, up 8.6%. Vertiv also gained, closing up 6.8% at $18.14. Other winners for the day were Rayonier Advanced Materials, Louisiana-Pacific, and RELX Group. The biggest decliner for the day was Nine Dragons, closing at $27.04, down 6.7%. Schweitzer-Madi also lost, closing down 4.4% at $35.65. Other losers for the day were WestRock, CatchMark Timber, and PCA.
You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2020, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.